This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I want to know. I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. With a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. All right, so this invasion is happening, and you can't say it any other way. There's an invasion coming across the border, and just in time, 19 days before the election, just in time for the election. How delightful, right? I wonder if it was planned this way. What do you think? Well, I suspect it was. I suspect it has been planned, but that's just me. That's just me, right? Food, water, ride, Guatemalans aid Honduran caravan immigrants or migrants. Trump threatens to send military. That is the big one. That is the big one, and I support that. I think everybody should support that. This is an invasion. Absolutely an invasion that is going on here right before our very eyes. And if we don't stop it, guess what? We won't have a country. That's really the way it's going to come down to it. And they're going to say, oh, we want the American dream. So let's steal the American dream. It's one thing to want it. It's another thing to steal it, right? Which was what we have been able to see happening with all these liberal policies. Been able to see it.
Last night, the president expanded that threat to include El Salvador and Guatemala, saying if this caravan is allowed to travel through their country, quote, all U.S. payments to them will stop. Currently, the U.S. gives Honduras about $130 million, $300 million to Guatemala, $75 million to El Salvador. So why does the president say it? Because history tells us if this caravan makes it to the U.S. border, they will be allowed in. That's the law. Recall in April, 300 Central Americans arriving in Tijuana, claiming asylum. The U.S. processed and released each family, and Congress has shown no willingness to change the law.
And therein lies the problem now, isn't it? This is a report by William LaJeunesse, who's, I think, a fabulous reporter, actually, for Fox News. Anyway, this is the problem at hand now, isn't it? The problem at hand. And, you know, the more we see this, and the more they see this, and the other people around the world see this. Now, I want to say something about the April caravan. It started out as many as 10,000 and ended up 300 coming across the border. Now, something happened there that had the left apoplectic, you may remember. And what that was is the separation policy, which had been in place all along, separate the kids from the parents, because we know the kids are being gamed. The kids are being gamed here. It goes back to, see, this is, these people do not care about these kids. They do not care about these migrants. They're just chattel. They're just being trafficked as human flesh and slavery. That's all this is. But they're using them as an invasion force in front of others that may come, right? The question is as these people march forward, how many will get to the border and get across? That's the other question. What will the president do? Well, he should call out the military. Absolutely, and stop it. We're being invaded. This is all being set up by various organizations. And I think we need to hold, this is the other thing, but again, this is where we had the Congress by way of Paul Ryan. Make sure that all these charitable organizations that provide shelter and safety and everything else for these illegal immigrants, they get paid billions of dollars. It's an industry. It's an absolute industry. Now, I've been pounding on the table. Listen, this is not a repeat of the shows from last week and the week before and the week before and the week before and the week before. This is the same story. Let it sink in. This is modern day slavery. Yes, Master. That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. And these people are being manipulated and used. These people that they pay money to, they don't care about these people. They get the money, that's it, goodbye. Go die on the road out there, do whatever. And yet no one on this side of the border is doing anything to stop it. Now, are they, except for the president? Oh, they're all afraid of the illegal immigrant lobby now. So we are in a pickle, we are in a bind, and somebody's got to stop it, and it looks like it's going to be Donald Trump who's going to have to stop it. And I think by calling out the military, this is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call to the United States of America. Do we want a border? Do we want to be borderless? Do we want to go with the globalist and not have any border? And do we want Mexico to defeat us? Because that's really what this is. The Mexican government does not care for the United States. You got to remember the history of the Mexican government. They supported, in World War I, they supported Germany. In World War II, they supported the Nazis. A lot of people don't know that. Hello? Our southern border was being supportive of the Nazis in World War II, allowing submarines to port there in Mexico. Didn't know that one? Well, you probably didn't know that in 1836, the Californios declared independence from Mexico for Alta California. Why? Because of the centralized government of Mexico City. And prior to that, in 1821, Mexico declared independence from Spain. These are just little gambits of history you might not remember. Well, of course, you never were taught it. But how many out there knew that the Mexican government supported Adolf Hitler? That speaks volumes, doesn't it, about what's going on today? And what about the rest of South America and Central America? What about it? What's their relationship to communism? To the Nazis? Eva Perón? Juan Perón? Give me Argentina, right? What about Peru? What about Lima? What about the Maoists down there? What about Bill Ayers? These people don't really care for the United States. And any kind of overthrow they can do, they will. That's the shape of our border. Yet we allow politicians to manipulate all this now, don't we? It's about time we put a stop to it. And I think that Donald Trump needs to call out the military. That's just me. You can call in 215-867-8255. That's in the next segment. The phone lines will be open. Because we're coming up against a break. And when we come up against a break, we got to pay the bills. Because believe it or not, we have bills. We must pay our way here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why you need to make sure you visit our sponsors for Agenda 21 Radio. And also, donate. Hit that donate button every once in a while. Small donations consistently are very, very helpful. That's the best way. I think that's the best way to donate to any causes. If you have $5, $10, $15, $25, whatever, just make it on a recurring basis, you're good to go. And you get a lot of those. And, of course, for us, the money starts to mount up and we get to pay our bills. That's always a nice thing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? And diabetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate diabetes now. Call 800-553-0803 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop, and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now. 800-519-5924. That's 800-519-5924. 800-519-5924.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Dem operative arrested in assault, stayed employed for months despite reputation for hostile tactics. What did Brock know? John James, forget the blue wave, talk about the forgotten undercurrent. That's true. All right. Well, let's get into some interesting things. I can't resist this article. I saw this earlier, and I heard about this coming out. When did I hear this? It must have been yesterday afternoon. Somebody called me and told me about this. This was a couple days ago. Yes, okay, now I'm looking at the article here. Listen to this now. For those of you that are in the Benghazi thing, and of course, why do I say Benghazi three times? Because remember, when Benghazi, you might not remember, but those of you that do not know, do not recall, but when Benghazi was happening, it was the Obama administration who really wanted to push it under the carpet, and we didn't allow that to happen. We just did not allow that to happen. But the questions about one of the things that, remember Hillary Clinton, she gave up her security clearances. Remember that? She gave up her security clearance voluntarily. Anybody said, well, that's kind of weird. Because remember, we had other people who didn't want to give up their security clearance.
Also breaking tonight, word from the U.S. State Department that Hillary Clinton is surrendering her top secret security clearance. It comes in the wake of her handling or mishandling of classified information in the now infamous email server scandal. Trace Gallagher is following this breaking story. Just heard about from the State Department the last couple of hours. He's live in our West Coast newsroom. Good evening, Trace.
Good evening, Ed. This all goes back, of course, to the State Department's ongoing review of the mishandling of classified information related to Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. And it also kind of gives you an idea of how slow some things move in government, because almost a year and a half ago, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Republican Chuck Grassley, sent the letter to the State Department asking about the status of Hillary Clinton's security clearance. In that letter, Grassley stated that any government workers who possibly engaged in such serious offenses would at the very minimum have their security clearances suspended pending an investigation. Well, 3 weeks ago, the State Department finally responded to Senator Grassley's 2017 letter saying, quoting here, at her request, former Secretary Clinton's security clearance was administratively withdrawn on August 30th, 2018. The letter went on to say that on September 20th, the security clearances of five other Clinton researchers had also been revoked. Only Clinton aide Cheryl Mills was listed. The other four names were redacted. Of course, at the time of the probe, Hillary Clinton was running for president and no charges were filed. This summer, President Trump revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. And at the time, the White House said it was reviewing the clearances of several other people. So about 17 months after Grassley sent the letter, he finally got a response from the State Department.
Trace Gallagher, appreciate that report.
Yeah. Okay, so what is really going on? Well, this is something that I got a little bit of a briefing on this actually yesterday morning. So we're going to get you close to understanding some of the stuff that's behind the scenes on this one. The article that it has here, it says, in a combative exchange at a hearing Friday in Washington, D.C., now listen to this, a federal judge unabashedly accused career State Department officials of lying in signing, quote, clearly false affidavits to derail a series of lawsuits seeking information. You ready for this? About former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private email server and handling of the 2012 terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth said he was shocked, quote, shocked and dumbfounded. I know at the beginning of the show, at the beginning of this, I would always play this, the Casablanca thing. I'm shocked, we should say. I'm dumbfounded. I'm shocked, dumbfounded. When he learned that FBI had granted immunity to former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills during its investigation into the use of Clinton's server, according to a court transcript of his remarks. I had myself found that Cheryl Mills had committed perjury and lied under oath in a published opinion I had issued in a Judicial Watch case where I found her unworthy of belief. You know, I was quite shocked to find out she had been given immunity in and by the Justice Department in the Hillary Clinton email case, Lamberth said during Friday's hearing. So they get the transcript late on this. But it was leaked. Okay, it came out today. This came out today. I was kind of given a little primer on this whole thing. So why did she give up her security clearance? It's obvious it was going to be stripped by Trump because of these factors. Because of the findings that they were finding out, they had to all of a sudden, gee whiz, after all these years, right? And of course, it's now 6 years after the fact, 6 years and a month. So do we care? And the answer is yes, we do. The Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz noted in a bombshell report in June that it was inconsistent with typical investigating practices. Investigative practices. For the FBI to allow Mills to sit in during the agency's interview of Clinton during the email probe, given that classified information traveled through Mills' personal email account. There are serious potential ramifications when one witness attends another witness interview, the IG wrote. Now, we were all protesting this when this happened. You may recall. Everybody was. Now here it is in court. What's going to come of this is the big question. Now, I was told yesterday that there are many things coming of this, in fact, that may have big-time bad ramifications for Hillary Clinton. Says on Friday, Lamberth, who was appointed to the bench by President Ronald Reagan, said he did not know Mills had been granted immunity until he read the IG report and learned that and that she had accompanied Clinton to her interview. The transparency group Judicial Watch initially sued the State Department in 2014, seeking information about the response to the Benghazi attack after the government didn't respond to a Freedom of Information Act request. Other parallel lawsuits by Judicial Watch are probing issues like Clinton's server, whose existence was revealed during the course of the litigation. Now, you got to remember something. Sorry about that, but we got the clock to watch here. Come on, this clock business. Making money is tough. Somebody's got to do it, though. All right, we're coming up against a break. But you may recall, and I'll pick up on this on the other side of the break. You may recall that in 2014, Chris Street and myself, actually even before that, we were getting emails sent to us by Judicial Watch and by the House committees that were investigating Benghazi. And we noticed something unusual. We noticed a spy ring that existed deeply into the State Department. Think about that. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow. Why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Iodine Now. Only at HempUSA.org.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yields. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity. Omacy's plan of managing for profitable soil health is one of the easiest and most effective ways for farmers to increase crop productivity. Professional plant nutritionists develop your program. Call Omacy Ag at 530-845-8150. Omacy Ag goes to the very foundational factors of crop production. Certified agronomy and consulting, call Omacy 845-8150. We use the tools of proper nutrition and microbes to unlock the power of nature for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy 530-845-8150.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? And diabetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate diabetes now. Call 800-553-0803 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop, and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now. 800-519-5924. That's 800-519-5924. 800-519-5924.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Aha. Where am I? Oh, no. The coffee is not in possession. I hate it when this happens. Dumbfounded when I found out Cheryl Mills had been given immunity. This is this whole story that's going on about the Clinton email server, and they mention some things in here. They cover this whole story. What's happened is that a federal judge that was appointed by Ronald Reagan is not going to throw out the case about the Clinton email server and Judicial Watch, and we're finding out tons of information because he's shocked and dumbfounded by certain revelations in the case about how the Justice Department gave immunity to everyone, especially Cheryl Mills. And, of course, this strange thing where Cheryl Mills was in as the attorney with Clinton when she was being questioned by the FBI very casually about her server. Says President Trump should ask why the State Department is still refusing to answer basic questions about the Clinton email scandal, Fenton said. Hillary Clinton and the State Department's email cover-up abused the FOIA, the courts, and the American people's right to know. The hearing was held because Judicial Watch is seeking to compel Clinton and other officials to testify and provide more information as part of the lawsuit. Clinton has since blamed Republicans and groups like Judicial Watch for derailing her presidential campaign in 2016. Take the Benghazi tragedy, you know. I have one of the top Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, admitting we're going to take that tragedy because, you know, we've lost people, unfortunately, going back to the Reagan administration. If you talk about recent times and diplomatic attacks, Clinton said on NBC News Today show in an interview last year. But boy, it was turned into a political football. It was aimed at undermining my credibility, my record, my accomplishments. What accomplishments does he ever have? Four Americans were killed in the attack, of course, and the State Department, very, very well documented situation with Benghazi, the great story that we provided to everybody. The whole Susan Rice, remember that whole scandal, Susan Rice going out on the talk shows on Sunday following the Benghazi thing, and of course it's all about a quiet riot. It's all about a riot, right? It's all about her lying is what it was. So the Benghazi thing is not over yet, and there's still Judicial Watch and Fenton is still pursuing this, and they now have a judge. This is the deal. They have a judge that's not taking the Clinton side here. That is their problem. And I said, I was told basically, this is going to mature into something nice. Hillary is going to be compelled to have to testify about it. It'll be the first time she's had to actually do this in a court situation. Because we do still want answers. The great thing about our country is that we haven't forgotten this. And I do want to thank many of the citizen journalists for keeping this story alive. Benghazi could have just been, just something happened. But of course it was much more now, wasn't it? It was gun running. It was all that stuff. It was the formation of ISIS. It was the financing of ISIS. All the things that came out about that. And look what we have today. A system that's broken in many, many ways because of the Clinton-Obama era in our country. It's going to take years to fix it. There's no doubt about it. It's going to take years and years and years to fix what we have wrong with our country today. That is a fact, unfortunately. And we want to cure it. We absolutely do. Now, ISIS returns. Terrorists take 700 hostages and Putin issues warning. That's in this world. ISIS returns. The ISIS group that was formed by who? Hillary Rodham Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. This comes from the Express. It's a UK. It says ISIS returns. Sick terrorists, they call them, take 700 hostages. Putin issues warning. ISIS has taken 700 people in an area in Syria controlled by U.S.-backed forces, Russian President Vladimir Putin has revealed. This is also interesting, isn't it? ISIS on the rise again. Gee, I wonder what that's all about. The Russian leader said the depraved terrorist had expanded its control of territory controlled by U.S. and U.S.-backed forces. ISIS issued Russia with an ultimatum and vowed to execute 10 people every day. Speaking in the Black Sea resort city of Sochi, Putin said the hostages include several U.S. and European nationals. Putin told the Vladi, whatever that is, discussion forum in Sochi. They have issued ultimatum-specific demands and warned that if these ultimatums are not met, they will execute 10 people every day, he said. The day before yesterday, they executed 10 people. Putin did not specify what the militants' demands were. He said ISIS detained several nationals south of the Euphrates River in war-torn Syria. Russia has been engaged militarily in Syria since September 2015. Yes, they have, and I know why. See, September, so July, August, September, yes. But has aligned itself with Bashar al-Assad's regime in opposition to Western nations, as he should. Yeah, he should. We're on the wrong side of this one. And, of course, that was put into play by who? Barack Hussein Obama. Almost 3,000 Russian troops are currently based in Syria. ISIS militants had taken about 700 hostages in Syria's Deir ez-Zor province after attacking a refugee camp in an area controlled by U.S.-backed forces, according to TASS news agency. Officials said militants had kidnapped around 130 families and taken them to the city of Hajin. So there you have it. There you have it, folks. There you have it. ISIS is still alive and well. I don't think they're as strong as they used to be, of course. They've been really decayed quite a bit. But the bottom line is they're still around. We haven't wiped them out purportedly. Now, we did get the word that they were wiped out, but that hasn't really shown to be true here. If Putin is still fighting with them, it's kind of interesting. They report that since September 2015, Putin has been engaged in trying to fight ISIS. Now, of course, the history there is Scott Bennett, our own Scott Bennett, and his reportage, his reporting out. His reporting out that ISIS was formed by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And the evidence is massive to prove it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity. Omacy's plan of managing for profitable soil health is one of the easiest and most effective ways for farmers to increase crop productivity. Professional plant nutritionists develop your program. Call Omacy Ag at 530-845-8150. Omacy Ag goes to the very foundational factors of crop production. Certified agronomy and consulting, call Omacy 845-8150. We use the tools of proper nutrition and microbes to unlock the power of nature for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy 530-845-8150.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Will the president close the border? We're still asking that question. I say, yes, he will. He needs to. It's an imperative that the president close the border. Absolute imperative. Sad to say, but it's true. You've got to close the border. That's a problem, of course. I know. Imagine the reaction from the left. It'd be wonderful. But, you know, from the right, everybody's going to say, yeah, we got to do it. I mean, it's just obvious that that's what we have to do. Seal it up. Deny them access. Declare a state of emergency. I believe under the powers of the president, he can declare a state of emergency at the border and close the border. He can. I think he should declare California an insurrection, by the way, as a result. All the things that are going on, I think the case can strongly be made that insurrection exists in California. I'm not just, you know, pontificating here. I'm just saying this is really what's going on. And this is something that I think should be considered by everybody. That we have a state of insurrection in California. That's what I believe. That's just what I'm not even apologizing for it. That is what I believe. And I think that the president ultimately will do just that. Man, I know I'm out there, right? I'm out there. I think that's, it's just, to me, it's the obvious thing he's got to do. If the Congress isn't going to act, he has to. He has to protect me and you and everybody else. That's hard. That's our, that is what his job, freedom from invasion. Article 4, Section 4. There's three things in the guarantee clause. See, it comes back to the silly Constitution, doesn't it? He swore an oath to it. Protect and defend the Constitution. And what's in the Constitution? Article 4, Section 4. Article 4, Section 4 is this. A guarantee of a Republican form of government. In California, we don't have that. We have a monoparty system, right? That's part of the problem. That's an act of insurrection to have a monoparty system. Freedom from invasion. We're enticing illegal foreign nationals to come across the border. We are enticing them to do that. And my reality check is that is a violation of Article 4, Section 4. and then to be free from domestic violence. The federal government has to guarantee that, and when the state does not guarantee that they can protect us from domestic violence, Kate Steinle, anyone? How many illegal foreign nationals have been slaughtering American citizens in California alone? Where is that oath being kept by the president? My question is, that's a big question, and I think he has to resolve it. Freedom from invasion. The case has to be made. He's got to protect us from invasion, and this is invasion. This is what invasion looks like. You can call it anything. Oh, it's asylum seeking in the tens of thousands. Right. It's not tens of thousands. You can have unarmed invasions as well as armed invasions, but they're invasions. Gee, the common theme there is the word invasion. Hello. Do I have to spell that? No, I'm not going to do that. See what I'm saying? He has an obligation. He took an oath of office to do that. And also, California has obviously challenged the Supremacy Clause by writing sanctuary state laws, which are clearly unconstitutional. They are laws that are greater and stronger in defiance of the Guarantee Clause, Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, which means that the supreme law of the land is the Constitution. Hello? Not the California Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. That's what being part of the Union of States of the United States of America is all about. Being in good stead with everybody else. If California wants to go its own way and break the laws of the federal government, what's to keep any other state from doing the same? That's why they put in Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, into the Constitution. To keep everybody in compliance, the federal government will have to act from time to time to do that. Because they knew, the Founding Fathers knew, there would be states that would act over and above the authority of the Constitution, or challenge it anyway. So they came up with the Supremacy Clause. The supreme law of the land is what it says. That's why it's called the Supremacy Clause. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? And diabetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate diabetes now. Call 800-553-0803 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Then here's good news you'll love. Call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to find out more about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. Our attorneys will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay
nothing until after your account is settled. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to learn about our new Pay for Performance program. Appointment times are limited, so call 800-305-6581 and find the relief from credit card debt that you desperately need with the full weight of our attorneys behind you. 800-305-6581. 800-305-6581.
Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry, and we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-296-1524. That's 1-800-296-1524. For Always Best Care, 1-800-296-1524. Call today.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's news. No news for you. No, there's plenty of news for you. Plenty of news for you. By the way, alleged hacker threatens to sell details of 319 million Apple iCloud users. Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that one at you. Manhattan DA, lead detective in Weinstein case told witness to delete messages. Told witness. What the heck is that? Mr. Weinstein. Yeah, that's another one. As Trump slams feds, its policymakers tune him out. I bet they do. I bet they do. And if you're wondering about this Saudi thing, was that a distraction from other things going on? I just want to know that. I mean, that was a whole big push the other day, wasn't it? I didn't really bite on that story. There was something else going on, and I want to know what that is. And by the way, if you are in California today, well, millions are going to take part in an earthquake. I don't know if it's today. When is it? I mean, I've done these earthquake drills. Hundreds of them, it seems like. Drop, cover, and hold. Millions to take part in great shakeout earthquake drill. We might talk about this when we come back. 10:18 today. We'll be back. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity. Omacy's plan of managing for profitable soil health is one of the easiest and most effective ways for farmers to increase crop productivity. Professional plant nutritionalists develop your program. Call Omacy Ag at 530-845-8150.
Omacy Ag goes to the very foundational factors of crop production. Certified agronomy and consulting, call Omacy 845-8150. We use the tools of proper nutrition and microbes to unlock the power of nature for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy 530-845-8150.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.